Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good evening. The show begins with Anatole Lieben's doubts about the future for Germany, for the Bundestag. The Bundestag is ripped by the turmoil of AfD, which is very popular in East Germany. It's anti-EU, anti-NATO, anti-immigrant, pro-Russia, anti-US. A lot of antis. Pro-Russia. It's peaceful. It's not a militaristic organization. And many of its members, all of its members perhaps, but there's more in the U.S., but many of its members in the East were educated under a communist system once upon a time. It's aging people, but still they're influential. Socialism, fair play. And the Bundestag doesn't have a way of dealing with them because when and if they gain large numbers in the next series of by-elections, the coalition against them will be unstable, I'm told by Anatole Lieben, because there are too many extreme versions of socialism on the other side. Bundestag is right now committing itself to building the army. That's a good thing. And they've passed legislation that will not lead to a draft, but all men, young men under 18 are to register for the draft, similar to what we have in the United States. Germany is rumbling into action to confront Russia's aggression with a hard target. But AfD, that might be Russia's play. Also, Cliff May reports, he was 3 years in Africa for the New York Times. He based his headquarters in Cote d'Ivoire, but he's keen on explaining that the president's spontaneous reference to Christians being murdered in Nigeria is not false. Are they murdered because of their religion or because of their conduct? This is herders versus farmers. There is also a jihad element in Nigeria. It's a large, rich, populated country that is out of control. Very rich, but is kept in the pockets of the few in the Abuja, the capital, and Lagos, the port on the Atlantic. Gregory Copley reports on Nigeria routinely. The north is a wonderland of jihadists and cutthroats, bandits. And that leaks into Niger, Burkina Faso, and Mali, all francophone countries. Nigeria is an anglophone country. Also concerns for other parts of the globe. Anatole talked about Russia. Russia's come up with a new weapon called Rubicon. It's a hunt down, not of the enemy's drones, but of the enemy drone pilot. 10 to 13 kilometers behind the lines. Must have an aerial with a free sight of the front lines in order to be effective, but that makes it a target for the Rubicon, seeking to kill the operators. They're more rare than the machinery. There will be a counterweapon, but not yet. And it might be contributing to the advance on Pokrovsk. Anatole also mentions fog was an element there, heavy fog, that allowed the Russians to come in and occupy, at least for the claim of central Pokrovsk, and Kiev to argue that it may be falling. Other concerns, Evan Ellis talks about Venezuela, the gathering storm. Maduro has ordered his people to get ready for guerrilla warfare. Who knows what it means? Mary O'Grady talks about the murder incorporated of the cartels in Mexico. The ninth mayor murdered under Claudia Sheinbaum's time in office. What is she going to do about it? There's also Peru, which is stabilizing, but it's somewhere between Russia, China, and the United States. It's not committed to either side. It has a new president who hasn't been elected. They have two presidents, a president and then a vice president who became president, both in detention. Difficult. We also spoke of Honduras, an election within days at the end of the month, and how it could tip towards Taipei, which would be unique in Central America to come back from moving from Taipei to Beijing. The election to watch. Evan and I will talk about it again next week. Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. The science tonight is great fun. Michael Graham of Caltech. He's in Germany talking about his new revelations of a super black hole, a flare that brighter than anything seen, 10 billion light years away, very early in the cosmos, which is 13 point something billion light years. That's the beginning. 10 is quick. But the speculation that this is a super black hole that's eating planets, and that's where it gets the energy to flare. That light that they're watching now has been traveling for 10 billion years. It's unimaginable, but there it is. It's a number. Michael's quite engaging, a wonderful professorial manner, helping us understand black holes and what we knew in the 20th century, what we've learned since then. We also had fun, as we always do, saying you've got an unlimited budget, what do you want to build? He proceeded to spend it quite carefully about more black holes. He wants to do an audit of the cosmos to find out how many super black holes there are eating other black holes and flaring, such as the one that we talked about. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.